This is a common scene in Pakistan's tribal areas bordering Afghanistan. Pro-Taliban militants frequently blow up girls' schools, denying them their basic right of education. A report prepared by the Society for the Protection of Rights of Child shows that insurgency in the tribal areas has led to a prolonged conflict that has so far claimed lives of many children. The report says at least 91 children were killed and 137 maimed over the past 2 years due to the violence in the tribal areas. It is estimated that 900 girls' schools in the area have been destroyed by pro-Taliban militants, whereby almost over 100,000 girls have been deprived of their right to education. Many people in the country attribute the problem to Pakistan's alliance with the US in its so-called war on terror.
We are paying it with the blood, with the future of our children, with the education of our children. I think we should revisit our foreign policy and future avoid to take make such decisions so that our national interest is not compromised.
The government, however, insists it is making all-out efforts to bring the situation under control.
There is only one agency which is no-go and where there is a complete control of the Taliban. I will not say complete, rather partial control of Taliban. That's South Waziristan. And things are improving and it's being brought under control of the government. And education will not be denied. It's the basic right of every individual.
The government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is currently pushing for a peace deal with pro-Taliban militants in a bid to end years of violence in the country. There is a general consensus in Pakistan that peace and stability will only return to the country once the US-led forces leave the region. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.